Alright, we're starting because Doran Greenspan's gadget here is recording, so we have to start. Okay. So I want to focus today on. I want to focus on Tikkun Malbushim and a certain point in terms of getting dressed properly for davening. But in order to properly treat that point, what I want to do is lead into that sugya by dealing with COVID Rosh, davening with the proper mindset of seriousness. So the Mishnah beginning of fifth parak says, "In emdim lehisbalal olam itoch kovid rosh." A person when he gets up to daven, it should be out of a serious mindset. Rashi says hachnoa means a submissive mindset. Other rishonim say fear, reverence, whatever that means. Chasidim harishonim hayushohin shah achas misbalim. The original early chasidim, enthusiastic servants of the Lord, which would do, wait for an hour and daven kadesh yichad nulibim abim mishbashmam in order to have the proper kavana towards their father. Well, Gemara asks, later on, the Gemara asks, how is it possible that these people had any time for their Torah, for their work? If they spent 9 hours a day either preparing for davening, or getting out of davening, because it was an hour before, an hour and after, an hour for davening, then what happened to their Torah? So the Gemara says, since they were chassidim, so Torahson misboreches, the Gemara says that, or Torahson mishtameres, that their Torah, whatever Torah they learned, they retained very, very easily. So they were able to accomplish a lot in a little time. The Gemara apparently was bothered by that point, spending too much time on davening. The Gemara said, no, they didn't have to worry about it. Okay. The last part, afila melech shol b'shlomo lo yishiven, even if the king is asking for his how he's doing lo yishiven, he should not respond. Even if a snake is wrapped around his heel, he should not stop. So what is the theme? What is the theme of this Mishnah? There are three halachas in the Mishnah, but that's the experience of standing before Hashem, right? So all of these halachas are meant to express that idea of standing before Hashem. A person has to be b'toch kavod rosh, right? Some people, the chassidim, would wait for an hour so that their hearts would be in tune with their Father in heaven. And even if the king is asking in terms of how you're doing, you should not respond because you're right now communicating with the Ribbono Shel Olam. So the Gemara says, how do we know that a person has to daven until COVID rosh? So Rabbi Lazar says, because the pasuk writes that he moras nafesh, that Chana was bitter of soul, and this is about to spal al Hashem, and she davened into Hashem. So Gemara says, Mimai, how do you know that? How do you know that is a correct source, that everybody has to be the COVID rosh? Dilma Chana Shani, maybe Chana is different. The Havas Meriro Libotuva, she was particularly bitter of heart, meaning it's not a halachic requirement, it's just her state of being. She was bitter. She had no kids after Penina had 10, and she was upset. Elo am Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Chanina Melcha. Rather, Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Chanina says the source is from here. Vani Barov Chastacha Bavisecha. I will come to your house with a lot of, with your great kindness. Eshtachavel Echal Kotchacha Biyorsecha. I will bow towards your holy Hecho in fear of you. So in fear of you, it's covered rosh. So the Gemara says, Mimai, again, how do you know that that's a good source? Dilma David Shani. Maybe David is different to have a Mitzar Nafshe Baracha Meituvo. Because he would push himself, right, to have forcefully, Mitzar Nafshe Tuva, he would push himself hard to have proper kavan and davening. But who says that's a requirement for anybody else? Elo Shuman Levi Mehocha. Rabbi Shuman Levi says, from here, Ishtachvel Hashem Hadras Kodesh, bow down to Hashem in glory of holiness. Al Tikrei Bahadras, don't read it, in glory, Ela Becherdas, trepidation. Kovid Rosh. So the Lord says, Mimai, how do you know that? Dilma Lolam Emeloch Hadras Mambish. Maybe really I'll tell you it means real glory, beauty. Kihod the Rav Yehuda, like Rav Yehuda, have a Metzayah, Nafshi Vada Matzli. He would get dressed nicely in a daven. Elo Am Rav Nachman Yitzchak, Mehalcha, Rav Nachman Yitzchak says this from here. If duas Hashem be yiro, serve Hashem out of fear. Okay. The Gila Birad is really the next part of the pasuk. That's not really the source for davening mitok kovid rosh. Okay, the most we should learn that if duas Hashem be yiro is the real source. Serve Hashem out of fear. So now, what I want to talk about first is this din of davening out of kovid rosh. Is that a din that a person has to be during davening with a serious mindset? Or is it a din of how to prepare for davening? Is it a din how to get set for davening is through a mindset of kovid rosh? So the Pnei Yeshua discusses this, and the Pnei Yeshua says that it seems from the sources the Gemara quotes, Eshtachvel Echal Kotchuk Abiyyurastacha, Eshtachvel Hashem Adas Kodesh, Ivdus Hashem Biyyura, that it seems that it is a din of during davening. Biyyurastacha, Eshtachvel, right, Eshtachvel, yes, the bowing down is done before, during davening rather, so it seems to be a din of during davening. However, he does say that based on what this kavanah should be. What is one doing during Kovid Rosh? What should one be doing? So it seems that he says that it's what? It's Shivat HaMoach. It's subjugating your mind, that you're totally focused on Hashem, and to remove all of the foreign thoughts, which have to do with Olam Hazeh. So he says, such thoughts, logically, would seem to be when? Before davening. Because during davening, what do you have to be focused on? Perish Amili, what you're saying. And a lot of what you're saying is in Yonim Gashmim, has to do with this world. You're asking for Parnosa. You're asking for life. You're asking for Refuah. You're asking for Das. All these things have to do with in Yonim Gashmim. They're all mundane matters. So it would seem not likely that you'd be focusing away from mundane matters when you're asking for them. So therefore, the Pnei Yeshua speculates that perhaps the Kovid Rosh, if that's what we're talking about, would be before davening, and during davening you'd be focused more on Perish Hamilin. And I think that this is more correct. I think that what's more probable in the Gemara, although there are a few Rishonim, maybe one or two Rishonim who say that it's during davening, I think what's more probable in the Gemara is that it's before davening. If you look at Rashi, first Rashi on this Gemara, Eshtacha ve'lechal kachecha b'yirosecha, I will bow down toward teichal kachecha b'yirosecha. What does Rashi say? Mitochira. What is Rashi emphasizing mitochira? What is Rashi emphasizing mitochira? Because our Mishnah says, and then we spell only mitoch kovid rosh. A person has to daven. What does mitoch kovid rosh mean? Out of kovid rosh. He has to start with kovid rosh, and then he leads into davening out of a mindset of kovid rosh. So Rashi, when discussing this pasuk of b'yirosecha, right, he wants to emphasize, it doesn't mean in yira, it means mitoch yira, it means out of yira. You start off getting yourself in a mindset of yira, and that's how you lead into davening. It's true that in the pasuk of Ivduas Hashem the yira, Rashi says Tfila Shiyilana Bimkaim Avoda, Tfila, which is for us instead of service of Hashem, Asu Asa Bi Yira, do it in fear. But I think that there Rashi has already dealt with Bi meaning mitoch. Now we're just explaining the pasuk, right? But I think that Rashi here is telling, and the first Rashi is the key Rashi, that Tfila Yirasecha means mitoch. What's even more mefurish. What's even more refers is the Gemara later on. The Gemara later on gives other options for how does one lead into davening. The Gemara Lamed Aleph says, Tana Rabbanon, and Omdin L'Espala O Amitach Din V'lo Mitoch Devar Halach. A person should not get up to daven that out of a court case. It means a monetary discussion where you're a dying, right? V'lo Mitoch Devar Halacha, not out of a halachic matter, El Amitoch Halacha Psuka. He should get up to daven out of a halacha psuka. I mean, the thing that he does before davening should be some halachic matter, which is simple. There's no machlokas about it. There's no give and take about it. A very simple halacha, which will not make you preoccupied during davening in that issue. I skip the next few lines. The line that starts behana'a. The Gemara says, Rabbanon avdi kemasnisin, the chachamim, the Rabbanon did like the Mishnah, Rav Ashi over kebraisa. Rav Ashi followed the braisa. Says Rashi, what does that mean? Says Rashi, Kemas Nisin, right opposite the Gemara there. Rashi says, Kemas Nisin, Mitoich Kovid Rosh. The Rabbanon daven out of Kovid Rosh. Rav Ashi followed the Braisa, Mitoich Halacha Pesuka. That when he got up to daven, he would first learn a Halacha Pesuka. The implication of this Gemara is that there's a dichotomy here. There are two options in how to what? How to daven or how to lead into davening? What's this Gemara talking about? How to daven or how to lead into davening? How to lead into. Halacha psuka is not what you're doing during davening. You're not in the middle of davening. Hey, let me look up that halacha and hope it's neither. No, during davening, you focus on the words. How to lead into davening is what this Gemara is talking about. So halacha psuka would be one way to lead into davening. Rabbanan didn't do that. Rabbanan followed the Mishnah of Kovid Rosh. That's how they led into davening. And the Gemara continues. Tana Rabbanan. The Brisa says, "Ein omdin l'spala lo mitoch atzvus." The person should not get up to daven out of sadness, v'lomitoch atzlus, not out of laziness, v'lomitoch schok, not out of laughter, v'lomitoch sicha, not out of empty chatter, v'lomitoch kalus rosh, not out of lightheadedness, that's the opposite of kovid rosh, v'lomitoch devor metelim, not out of empty matters, v'lomitoch simcha shel mitzvah. He should get up to daven out of simcha shel mitzvah. So says Rashi, well, how do you do simcha shel mitzvah? So he says, you lead into davening by what? By talking about gulas mitzrayim. Right, Gal Yisrael, or Ashrei, which is the turn year of Yas, Hashem does the will of those who fear Him. Shemar Hashem is Kol Ahavav. Things that put us in a good mood, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is close to us, He likes us, etc. Right, Tosus, as an aside, he passes like this. He says, "Kovid Rosh and Simcha Shel Mitzvah." Right, it means Mishnah Berurah explains, if possible, Kovid Rosh, but we can't do that, so we do Simcha Shel Mitzvah. So what do we do? Psukei Dezimra. we have Pesukei Dezimra as our lead into Shmonesrei, right? To fulfill Simcha Shel Mitzvah, possibly also Kovod Rosh. Fine. So it's clear from Rashi and Tosfos that Kovod Rosh means leading into davening. It's not that during davening you're supposed to be serious. It could be during davening you're supposed to be very happy. I don't know. Right? Before davening, the way to set up for davening is through Kovod Rosh. Okay. Now, we're one step away from what I wanted to focus on. And that is Shitas HaRambam. So what does the Rambam hold in terms of Kovod Rosh? The Rambam does not mention the words Kovod Rosh in Hilchos Tefillah. It doesn't mention the words. So it's not clear where the Rambam passed in exactly, but I think the closest he gets is in source number 5. Hilchos Tefillah Perek Dal Alocha Tes Zayin. He says, Ketzad hi ha-kavona. How does one have kavona? Sheyefane eslibo mikol ha-machshavos. So he should clear his mind from all foreign thoughts. V'yira atzmo, he should view himself ki'ilu hu omeg lifnei ha-shechina, as if he is standing before Hashem. Lefichach, therefore, tzorech leishev ma'at kodem ha-tfilu, you have to sit a little bit before davening, kedei lechaven eslibo, in order to get your mind in the proper mindset, v'achakach yispelo benachas v'sacharim, and then you should daven calmly, in a supplicatory manner. Now, he doesn't mention the words Kovod Rosh, but I think that is how the Rambam is learning Kovod Rosh. You should clear your mind from all foreign thoughts and view yourself as if you're standing before the Shekhinah. We started off the shir by saying that the whole topic of the first Mishnah is Amid Lefnei Shekhinah. Right? So Kovod Rosh would be that. It would be a sense of standing before the Almighty God. That's how you're supposed to set up for davening. Okay, and then he goes on. That's what the Chassid Rishonim would even wait for a whole hour. Then he has Alocha V'Shikr and Alocha Yidches on the second page. He says V'chein, and so too. And on the list, Lomitoch Tzchok, a person should not get up to daven out of laughter. Lomitoch Kalos Rosh, not out of lightheadedness. Lomitoch Sicha, not out of empty talk. Lomitoch Meriva, not out of an argument. Lomitoch Kas, not out of anger. Elamitoch Divrei Torah, should be out of Divrei Torah. Lomitoch Din V'Halocha, and not out of a monetary issue or a halacha, which is complicated. Even though they are words of Torah, so that your heart should not be perturbed with whatever halacha you're dealing with. It should be out of words of Torah which have nothing to look into. So, the Rambam seems to learn that again, Kovod Rosh is setting up for davening, and the way that one sets up for davening is by clearing his mind from machshavos zoros, from thoughts that have nothing to do with Hashem, and to focus on the fact that you are about to talk, you're oimed lifnei hashchina. Sources 6 and 7 solidify this point. If you look at source 6, Gemara in Sanhedrin says, HaMespalel tzorech shiira asmo kilu shechina kenegdo. One who davens has to see himself as if the shechina is before him, shenemar, that says, Shivisi Hashem lenegdi samin. I place Hashem before me always. Says the Siddur Rashi. This is a Siddur that Rashi wrote, right? It's an order of the Siddur with halachas. Somebody who gets up to daven, and they should get up out of terror, fear. A person who's davening should view himself as if the Shekhinah is before him. That's a Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Mishnah says, a person should get up to daven out of a sense of Kovod Rosh. Meaning, according to Rashi, it's one and the same thing. Shechina Kenegdo and Kovod Rosh is the same experience. When you feel that the Shechina is before you, that is what is meant by Kovod Rosh. We learn, we know, etc. Okay. That's what I wanted to establish, that when we're talking about Kovod Rosh, it seems, from the Rambam as well, another Rishonim, most of the Rishonim, we're talking about how to lead into davening. Keep that on the back burner. We will come back to that. Now I want to talk about how does one get dressed for davening? So we saw one line in our Gemara that Ishtachav Hashem b'hadras kodesh. If hadras is to be taken literally, so hadras means get dressed nicely. The primary source for this, we're getting dressed nicely, is the Gemara in Shabbos Daf Yud. The Gemara in Shabbos Daf Yud Aleph, in source number 8, says Rova Barav Huna Rome Puz Mekei Umatzli. Rova Barav Huna would put on some nice socks and daven. Omar, he said, Hikoin Likras. Rashi explains, if you look just below the line, Hisnoyel Afanov. You have to get dressed nicely. You have to look nice before Hashem. Rava Shodei Glimi Upakar Yodei Umatzli. Rava would take off his fancy cloak and...
What was Daf?
Yudam and Aleph. Shabbos daf Yudam and Aleph. Right, Rava Shodi Glimei, Rava would take off his fancy garment, Upakar Yodei, and clasp his hands in Matzli, and daven like that. Amar, he said, Ke Abda Kami Mare, like a servant in front of his master. Amar Rav Ashi said, Chazina Leila Rav Kahana, I saw Rav Kahana. Ki Ikot Sarah Be'alma, when they were suffering in the world, the Jews were in trouble, Shodi Glimei, he would take off his fancy coat, Upakar Yodei, and clasp his hands in Matzli, and daven like that. Omar, he said, Ka'avda kami morei, like a servant in front of his master. Ki'iko shalomba, when there was peace in the world, lovish umiskasei umashatech umatzli, he would get dressed, cover himself, wrap himself in daven. Omar, he said, he couldn't the kras of a kecha Yisrael. Get dressed nicely, right? Prepare yourself well before Hashem, your God. Okay. So it seems from this gemara, wear nice socks, put on nice clothes. What's the source for that? What's the source according to the Gemara in Shabbos? Which pasuk? Hika in the Kras Elikecha Yisrael. Okay, we'll come back to source number 9 soon. Let's look at the Rambam Paskins this din in source number 10. Tikkun Malbushim Ketzad. How does a person get dressed nicely? Mesakein Malbushav Tchila. He gets his nice clothing ready. Mitzayin Atzmon. He looks nice. Mahader. Looks beautiful. Shenemar. Ishtach V'Hashem Badrash Kodesh. Bow to Hashem out of your beauty of holiness. Etc. Okay, then at the end of the halacha he says, Dorech kol ha-chachamim v'talmidihem, it's the way of all the chachamim and the talmidim, shlo yispalu elok shein atufim, that they daven when their heads are wrapped. Okay. So the achrenim are bothered. And here we're getting to the point. The achrenim, lech ha-mishneh is bothered. Why does the Rambam quote the pasuk of Yishtach v'Hashem b'hadras kodesh as the source for getting dressed nicely for davening? When the Gemara in Shabbos, which is the primary source for this din, quotes the pasuk of Hika in the grass of the Kecha Yisrael. And that is the question that I'm going to be answering. Says the Lecha Mishneh, and it's in his answer number 1. What does Lecha Mishneh say? He says what? It's true. The Gemara in Shabbos quotes the pasuk of Hika in the grass of the Kecha Yisrael. But the Gemara in Brachos quotes the pasuk of Yishtach v'Hashem Hadras Kodesh, and that the simple pshat of the pasuk of Yishtach v'Hashem Hadras Kodesh is what? Bow down to Hashem out of beauty of holiness. The implication is get dressed nicely. So therefore, the Rambam quotes the pasuk, which is the simple pshat of the pasuk. He can look at the Kecha Yisrael. The simple pshat of that pasuk is get ready because God is going to smite you. That's the simple pshat of the pasuk in Amos, right? So therefore, the Rambam quoted the simple part, the simple pshat of the pasuk. Asks the Haggah. Asks the, look where it's, you see where it's bolded Haggah on the fifth line. In that in source 11. Eina teretz hazeh maspik. This teretz is insufficient. I don't like this teretz. Why? Dishtachvu nemar b'lashon d'chiyah. When the Gemara quoted the pasuk of Dishtachvu, in what context was that? The Gemara wanted to say Dishtachvu l'ashem v'cherd as kodesh, that this is a source for davening the COVID rosh. Says the Gemara, no, maybe the pasuk really means to express davening while dressed nicely. Okay? B'loshen d'chi, it's like a maybe. Maybe the pasuk means get dressed nicely. Ukro d'hikon b'loshen pshitas. And the pasuk in hikon in Shabbos is quoted as the simple source. V'lohoya docha ha-pshitas, the Rambam would not have rejected the simple, straightforward source, mikame ha-d'chi, because of the, in favor of the pasuk, which is raised as a possibility, maybe. That, right? Good question. Nearly bozehu. So says this Haggah, and the Lecha Mishnah says, I think the answer is dikra, that it's really two separate sugyas. Dikra dishtachvu mashma hidr medavka. The pasuk of dishtachvu means to get dressed particularly nicely. Ukra dihikon achmishum arava. The pasuk of hikon means to dress humbly. V'chein perish Rashi shori glimi. This is how Rashi explains to take off the cloak shelo yeroe kechoshu, that he should not look important. That's why he took off the cloak. So therefore, he says, Haggah, the sugi in Shabbos and sugi in Brachas are two different things. The sugi in Brachas is to get dressed nicely. The sugi in Shabbos is to get dressed humbly. Does that sit well with you, that answer?
Not really.
Why not? what's his raya? What's the Haggah's raya that we're talking about on Nova? From what case? From where? From where? From Rava taking off the garment. That's not learned from the pasuk of Hikon. That's the opposite of Hikon. The whole point of the Gemara is what? When there was peace in the world, he would get dressed nicely for Hikon. When there wasn't, piece in the world, he would take off the garment as anova, as humility. So what in the world is the Haggah's raya from taking off the cloak that he can is anova? It's nothing to do with each other. Right? Yes, when there was problem with the problems, take off the garment, humility. But when there are problems in the shalom, he can get dressed nicely. Chalal don't understand this Haggah at all. Right? Now, what the Haggah doesn't say, but perhaps you might have made the case, is that in reality, the Lashon HaGemara is different in Brachas and in Shabbos. In Brachas, the Gemara uses the Lashon of Mitzayin Nafshei. What does that mean? What does Rashi say? Mekashek Atzmo V'Gadol. He would look really, really nice. What does the Gemara in Shabbos say? Look at the end of source number 8. Go back to source number 8. Ki Ikal Shlomo Wat. When there is peace. Lovishu Miskasei Masatei Fumatzlei. He would get dressed, cover himself, wrap himself in daven. Doesn't say anything about nice clothes. All it says is, get dressed, cover, wrap. Could be humility. Right? So this is not what the Haggah says, but one might have been able to make that case. The Lashon HaGemara is different. However, the reason why I shy away from that is because of source number 9, Girsas Harif. Very, very, you really don't want to have the Rambam going against the Girsas Harif in the Gemara, because the Rambam learned from the Rif. Okay? So if you look at source number 9, which is the Girsas Harif to that Gemara, he says, all you have to do is look at the last line, Kileka Ritcho, when there was no anger, Mitzayei Nafshei U'matzli, he would get dressed nicely in Davin, Omar, he can request of the Kach of Yisrael. So according to the Girsas Harif, it's a mamash like brachas, Mitzayei Nafshei, you get dressed nicely in Davin, because of he can request of the Kach of Yisrael. So this answer falls apart. Okay? So what I want to suggest from here on in is another approach to explain why the Rambam quoted the pasuk of Eshtach v'Lashem Badras Kodesh, brachas pasuk, and not the pasuk of Hikon Likras Elekecho Yisrael. Here we go. Source number 12. So Rambam in Hilchus Shabbos, seemingly coming out of left field, but it'll become clear very quickly what I want from this source. Arbo Advar Nemre B'Shabbos. There are four categories of halachas that are said on Shabbos. Shnayim in HaTorah, two are in the Torah, Ushnayim in Divrei Sofrim, and two of them are in the Rabbonon. They Mifurashim Ayid HaNavim. And the Navim actually expressed them. Shabbat Torah, what does it say in the Torah? Zachar B'Shamar. What's Zachar? Kedesh Abdol Mitzvot Saseh. What's Shamar? Mitzvot Saseh. V'Shnisparashu Ayid HaNavim. What was said by the Navim? Kavayz V'Aynad. Honoring Shabbos and enjoying Shabbos. Shenemar. The Karasol Shabbos Oneg V'Lektosh Hashem Mechubad. You should call Shabbos a pleasurable thing, and to the honored day of Hashem, you should give it respect. Ezehu Kavod, says the Rambam. What is Kavod? Zeshe Amru Chachamim. That's what Chachamim said. Shemitzvah Adam Lirchotz Panav Yodav V'Raglav V'Chamin Berav Shabbos Mepnei Kavod HaShabbos. A person is commanded to wash his face, hands, and feet in hot water on Erev Shabbos, out of honor for Shabbos. U'misatif b'tzitzis, and you wrap yourself in tzitzis. V'yoshev b'chovid rosh, and you sit with a serious mindset. Miyachel hakbolas p'nei Shabbos, yearning for the accepting the face of Shabbos, k'mo shu yotzei l'kras hamelech, as if you're about to go out to court towards the king. V'chachovim harishonim ha'yimekabitzim talmideim b'erev Shabbos, the early chachamim would gather the talmidim on Erev Shabbos, u'misatfim, and wrap themselves in tzitzis, v'amim, they would say, Bo v'netze likra Shabbos melech. Let us go out and greet Shabbos, the Shabbos of the king. So how does one fulfill the mitzvah of Kavod Shabbos, Rabbi Sar? How does one do that? Give me a rule, one sentence rule. How does one fulfill the mitzvah of Kavod Shabbos? Let's take it a step back. On Shabbos or on Erev Shabbos?
Erev Shabbos.
On Erev Shabbos. What do? You get ready as if you're about to greet the king. You wash your face, hands, and feet. Remember the Rambam wrote in Hilchas Tefillah, you might remember this from Rabbi Safra Shirim, that in one tefillah a day, and for Shachris, you wash panav yodav v'raglav. Remember that? The Ravid said, where's your source for that? Right? There was a source in Shabbos, more in Shabbos, actually.
So then how is this,
Kavod Shabbos?
Right.
Yeah, this is how you're preparing for the Shabbos' arrival. That's Kavod Shabbos.
But it's what you do, every day. So
no, that's what you do to prepare for Shachris. Now, right before Shabbos, an hour before Shabbos or so, you wash yourself because you're about to greet the Shabbos, not like in the morning. Again, right? Umisatei betzitzis, you wrap yourself in tzitzis. Did the Rambam quote that brilchus tefillah? We saw that in source 10. That's what the Chachamim do. They daven when they're wrapped in a tzitzis. V'yosef v'kovid rosh. Is that in brilchus tefillah?
Yeah.
Umiyachel akbalas b'nei Shabbos. You sit and yearn for greeting the king. K'moshu yotze l'kasmel. As if you're about to go out towards the king. Says the Rambam that the way a person greets Shabbos has parallels to the way one prepares for tefillah. Kovid Shabbos is in preparation for Shabbos, and the dinim, some of the dinim of preparation for greeting Shabbos are the same as preparation for greeting the Shekhinah when davening. So here's what I want to taina. Here's what I want to say. There's two different sugyas in Brachas and in Shabbos. The Gemara in Brachas quotes the pasuk of Ishtachva Hashem v'hadras kodesh to tell you not that during davening you have to be dressed nicely, but that in preparation for davening, or before davening, you have to put on nice clothes because you're about to greet the Ribbono Shel Olam. Just like on Shabbos, when do we put on our Shabbos clothes? On Shabbos? No, before Shabbos. It's put on Aloch, right? You have to put on your Shabbos clothes before Shabbos. Hishtachla Hashem b'hadras kodesh means you're about to have an experience of holiness, of greeting the Ribbono Shel Olam. You better put on your nice clothes. What's the sugya of Hikon Likras Avikecha Yisrael? What's that sugya? That during davening you have to stand respectfully like you're standing in front of a king. Okay? Now let's prove it. I have to prove this. It's not so positive. Now let's prove it. So let's start. First of all, look at the Lashon HaRambam himself. Look back at source number... What triggered this? Because Kovid Rosh, right, which the Gemara tried to learn from the Pasuk of Ishtachel Hashem Bahadris Kardash, I'll take Rabbi Hadassel of Echerdas, is it didn't when? Before davening or during davening? What do we say? How do we preface this whole Shia? No. That's what the Pnei Yeshua said. But we proved from the Gemara and from the Lashon HaRambam that you have to find this Lidim Mikol HaMachshavos, and Yira Atzmo, you have to understand that you're about to stand in front of the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's what Kovid Rosh is. So it's a din of what? Before. Ishtachel Hashem Bechardas Kodesh means you're about to have an experience of the Ribbono Shel Olam. You better be in trepidation. Kovid Rosh, we grew from Rashi and Tosfos, and I think the Rambam as well, that it means in preparation for davening. So when the Gemara learns Ishtachel Hashem Bechardas Kodesh, it means getting dressed, the same source we were teaching you in the same period of time. Just like Ishtachel Hashem Bechardas Kodesh meant before davening be the Kovid Rosh. So when it means Bechardas Kodesh, it means before davening be dressed nicely. Right? Look at the Lashon HaRambam himself. Source 10. Let's look at it more closely. Read out the first line, Daron. Read the first line of the Rambam, source number 10.
Tzvigon
HaMabush HaMgitzah,
and you are very
soft.
We're talking
HaMabush HaTechila. Oh, now you see the Rambam, yeah? We're talking HaMabush HaTechila, yeah?
Mitzayin HaSmol.
Yeah. What's the key line there? What's the key word that I'm looking at? No, before the Mahadar means look nice. Mitzake Babush of Tchila! You get dressed nicely first! Mitzayin Atzmoy Mahadar, and you look really good. Shenemesh, Tach Lashem, Adras Kodesh. Now comes the next set of halachas. V'loyamay bitfila, don't stand in davening, bafundosa with your money belt. Ech. V'lo barosh megula, not with an uncovered head. V'lo baraglayim megula, so not with uncovered feet. Where does the din of feet come from? Who said anything about covering your feet?
Shabbos.
Rami Puzmike, right? Wearing the nice socks. Where is that? V'lo yamud b'fila, during davening. So the Rambam here divided this into two parts. It's what? It's ketzer. Masakim abush of tefila. Get dressed nicely first, shenemar. Ishtach v'ashem b'adros kodesh. Then, v'lo yamud b'tefila b'afundasa. Then, don't daven with your money belt and on an uncovered head, not with uncovered feet. That's all the name of Hikon. Okay? Now, turn back. Source number 14, on the third page. Source number 14. Yeah? Izzy, we read source 14. Shtapel Shem Bados Kodesh. Yeah? Yeah, Mikan Omru. This is a medrash, a Tana Devei Eliyahu. So what does it say? What have we learned from Ishtachel Hashem Bados Kodesh? That a person should not get up a davening until he What? It says halacha or pasuk. Now is this pasuk of Vishtach Lashem and this medrash? Is this teaching something before davening or during davening?
Before.
Before. Right? That's what I'm trying to prove. That a pasuk of Vishtach Lashem Behadras Kodesh is teaching the dinim of prior to davening. How do you prepare for davening? Not during davening. Right? During davening is a pasuk of Hikam Mekasa Lekach Yisrael. What's my proof for that? You saw the Gemara in Daf Chav Gimel Amad Aleph. The Gemara in Chav Gimel Amad Aleph says, in the wide lines, the sixth, seventh wide line, Amram Shulman Rachman Rabbi Yenison, Hanitzrach Linekavav, somebody who needs to use the bathroom, Harez Eloi Spal, he can't daven like that, Mishum Shenemar, because it says, Hikain Likras Alekecha Yisrael. What does it say? Does it say? It's saying, before davening, go to the bathroom? No, that's learned from the next pasuk of Shmor Aglecha Kashatelach Abest of Akim. You got to check yourself first. Here it says, Hanitzrach Lekavav, somebody needs to use the bathroom, Haretz Lo Yisrael, don't daven like that. Shenemar, Hikain Likras Alekecha Yisrael. Hikain Likras Alekecha Yisrael is dinim of during davening. Now, of course, if a person feels like he has to use the bathroom, he needs to go, because otherwise he'll be violating Hikon by davening during while needing the bathroom. The problem is davening while needing the bathroom. So sure, you have to relieve yourself first, right? But the violation of Hikon is when?
During
davening. That's what's clear from this Gemara. It's even more clear in a Braisa. I can show you the Braisa. But the Tosefta in Brachas Perek Days says, it's like this. Lo yamot adam v'yispal. A person should not stand and daven v'tzorich l'nekavav, needing to use the bathroom. Shenem arhikan lekasav l'kech Yisrael. V'yispalel. Says don't daven like that, because of hikan lekasav l'kech Yisrael. So the pasuk of hikan is dinim of during daven. Okay? Now, let's clinch this. Look closely at the Girsas Harif. Again, I'm assuming here that the Rambam would be using Girsas Harif. Here's a sarit in source number 9. Right? What does it say? At the end of the third line, it says, Kileka ritcha, when there's no anger, Mitzayin nafshei, what does that mean? He would make himself look nice, umak flandav. Okay? Omar hikam lekas alakach Yisrael. Look at our Gemara. Right? Our Gemara in the fifth parrot. What does it say? What did Rav Yehuda do? Look closely at the Gemara. The line that starts, Loch Hadras Mamish. Right? Kihod Rav Yehuda. You got it? Have a Matai Nafshay. Then? Bahadar Matzli. Then? Dab. Right? The Gemara in Shabbat says, Matai Nafshay Umatzli. You get dressed nicely. Oh! Now I can dab. Umatzli means, and now I can dab. Matai Nafshay Bahadar Matzli means, you get dressed nicely, and then he would dab. Right? Mitzayim Nafshay Umatzli means that he could get dressed so that he could daven. Mitzayim Nafshay Vahadar Matzli means he would get dressed nicely and then daven. Meaning, in preparation for davening, he would get dressed nicely. The word Vahadar is key there. Right? So therefore, I believe that the Rambam quoted the Pasuk of Ishtach V'Hashem Behadras Kodesh as and not the Pasuk of Hikar. Why not, according to what I'm saying? Because the Rambam wanted to emphasize that it's not enough just to get dressed nicely in order to daven like that. The Rambam's point here is that he's even the Gemara in Brachis, that there's a din that you have to get dressed nicely already in preparation for davening. What's the difference? At that time that a person is sitting and meditating, you know, in preparation for davening, a person, according to this Rambam, should already be dressed nicely. If it would just be the pasuk of Hikain, then what would be? Sit, meditate. Okay, you're ready to go. Now put on your clothes. Pretty nice clothes and go. No, but according to this Rambam of Ishtach Lashem Behadras Kodesh, I think that the halacha would be that a person should already be dressed nicely before when he's preparing, as part of the preparation. Right? Because of this pasuk of Ishtach Lashem Behadras Kodesh, that as you see from this Tana of Elio, it is a din of preparation for that.
Can you repeat that? Why
does he need to have two pesukim? Hishtach Lashem Behadras Kodesh is a pasuk that tells you that then you have to get dressed for davening nicely in preparation for davening. It's not just a din that when you want to daven, you should daven with nice clothes. That's Hikon HaKresa L'Kecha Yisrael. There's a din in Brachis that says that already before davening, in order to be properly dressed in anticipation for davening, you already have to be dressed nicely. Just like on Shabbos, in anticipation for Shabbos, you already have to be dressed nicely. Right? Now, what did I want? What did I want from the Tosfos Al Tikrei Bahadras Ela Bechaydas? Right, the first Tosfos on it. So Tosfos asks what? When we're learning from Bechaydas, why did the Gemara not say that? No, there's an easy source for Kovid Rosh. What's the source? Chilu Milafanav Kol Haaretz. Tremble. The whole world trembles before Hashem. Right? Open source for Kovid Rosh, for seriousness, fear. So says Tosfos, you're making a big mistake. It says, Ishtachu Hashem Bahadras Kodesh twice in Tehillim. Right? Once it says it in Perek Tzadi Dal, something like that, I don't know. It says, Ishtachu Hashem Bahadras Kodesh, Chilim Afanav Kolorat, Aftekin Tavel Baltimah, they say in Hod. Right? But that's not the source we're looking at, says Tosfos. Which source are we looking at? Tehillim Chav Tes. Tehillim Chav Tes says, Hovel Hashem Benelim, Hovel Hashem Kovavos, Hovel Hashem Kovach Shemo, Ishtachu Hashem Bahadras Kodesh. Why that one? Because that perek is all about what? Shmoneh Esrei, right? How do we know that a person is supposed to mention all this in Shmoneh Esrei? This is all Tosfos. I'm just saying Tosfos outside. Hovel Hashem b'nei Eilim. That's from there you learn you have to mention all this. How do you know Gevuras? Hovel Hashem kovod v'oyz, strength. How do you know Kodesh, right? Kedushas Hashem, right? Hovel Hashem kvod Shemo, right? Kvod Shemo. And how do you know there are 18 brachas in Shmoneh Esrei? Because it says the Shem of Hashem 18 times in that perek. So that perek is what? Is the perek of Shmoneh Esrei. Now, what else do we say that perek?
Before
we put the Torah away. Before we put the Dafkan Shabbos, right, before Mosef, and one other time? That's right. Friday night, Kabbalah Shabbos, right? You say six prokim, right, of Kabbalah Shabbos, and this is the seventh. And what do we do for that perek? What do we do? Stand up. Why?
Because it's like a
right, because that perek, just like it's the Shmoneh Esrei perek, meaning this is the perek which tells you how to act, right, when about to greet the Almighty. So too, in preparation for Shabbos, this is the perek when we're getting up to Mekabo Pnei Hashchina. Right, this is the perek that is the anticipation of greeting Hashem. Up, Hashem is about to come. Very good, up. Right? That's the whole fort of this parak. That's why we get up the dafka for that parak. Okay, that's why I wanted that Tosfos to show that Shabbos Matters Kodesh is the pasuk of anticipation of greeting Hashem. Okay. Halacha l'maaseh, how does one have to dress for davening? So the real bottom line is simple. The real bottom line is that a person has to dress in a way in which he would appear b'fnei HaGadol, in front of the great people. It could be a president, it could be a Gadalada, whatever, I don't know. The person has to dress formally, the kitzur. So if you look at source 16, when it says Megula, right, where it says Megula, a person should not daven with an uncovered head. So he says over there, it was my name of Tzorech L'Hosin based at Tvila Kova Barosho. Nowadays when you daven, you have to put a hat on your head, Kiderech Sholech Barachov, like you walk in the street, right, meaning with a hat, below the Kova HaKod Mishtachat of the Kova, not just with a yarmulke, because it's not normal to stand like that in front of important people. So this would change lehalacha in a society where it's not normal to stand in front of great people with a hat necessarily. If, you know, if I'm going to go in front of the president, I'm not going to wear a hat. So it's not critical that a person wear a hat, but what is critical? A jacket, right, I would think, or a tie, It depends. These things change. Right, by generation, I don't know, it could be a person would go in front of the president with just a shirt and a tie, or just a shirt and a jacket, a shirt and jacket and a tie. In Eretz Yisrael, it's a little bit different. In Eretz Yisrael, people don't dress as formally, even going to greet Anoshim Chashuvim, so it could be that these standards are a little bit less. The Kol Shekein Shlof Mit, certainly you shouldn't wear a sleepy hat, you know, one of those sleep hats they have in cartoons, don't wear that. Okay, then he says, not to daven, in L'spa Vodei Shekayim Shol Pishtom Levad, don't just wear, like, linen pants, like the doesn't mean the fancy linen pants. It means like pajama pants. The gnai ulamo came with Megdalim. He certainly wouldn't stand like that in front of great people. Mikolsh king shaloshin sandal the okay magula. Certainly not to wear sandals without socks. A person shouldn't daven like that. Gamein lespal beis atfilah, but the yadayim shakar and handshich means gloves. don't wear gloves during davening. Kederech ovei drachim, like people who are travelers. V'korei ani aleihem, I say about them, al tevo'eini regel gava. Hashem says, let not a haughty foot come before me. V'yad rishoyim al tenideini, the hand of the rishoyim will not make me move. Meaning Hashem says, your hands are covered with gloves, forget it. But if it's very cold, and it's clear the reason why you're doing wearing gloves is not because gaiva, because it's cold, that's okay. Earlier it's implied that even just with wool pants, it's also not proper. You mean you wear a long cloak. Again, it all depends on minhag hamakom. And in Sifkat Yigimel, he says, look, if it's a very hot country where people would come in front of the gedolim barefoot, then fine, it's not a problem. So that's one din. The next din is a hiddur. In Shulchan Aruch, he says, number 11, really 17, tefillah is brought instead of a carbon. Therefore, it has to be similar to a carbon in terms of your kavana. You should not mix any other foreign thought. Just like foreign thoughts would disqualify carbonus. You think something wrong, you disqualify the carbon. It should be standing, similar to avoda. You should have a set spot, just like when bringing carbonus. Every carbon has its set place where to shecht it, where to sprinkle the blood. Same thing, where you daven. There should be no barrier between you and the wall. Just like a carbon, you can't have a barrier between you and the wall of Mizbeach. It's proper to have particularly nice clothes for davening, kagon big day kahuna, just like the kahanim had special clothes for their avoda. Not everybody could spend so much money. However, it is proper to have special pants for tefillah because of cleanliness. That means if your pants, like painter pants, you know, so they should change their pants before davening. Your pants are clean anyway, and there's no. Hiddur is a nice thing to have special clothes for davening, but it's not necessarily a machuyah. Okay, so the ikar adavar is to stand in formal dress in a way which is normal bifnei hamelech. Right, so don't be like the guy Rav Herschel Shekhar likes to tell a joking story about the person who was wearing a tie, right? And before davening, he took off the tie and tied on the tie as a gartel. Right, so he said that pasha the opposite of what should be, because the whole point of a gartel was that used to be full formal dress. You know. Tightened your belt and you know, made sure your pants didn't fall down. Now you're wearing a belt. So the tie is a full formal dress. To take off the tie and tie it around your waist is the exact opposite of, like, it's not a gartel, right? It's a din formal dress, right? So the person wearing a tie just wasting it and using it as a gartel is just the opposite of what halacha would require.
I heard that if it's a gartel, then you might have a belt, but you should. You should retie your tie right before davening to show that it's just the davening. Okay, could be, it's a nice thing, right? Hika and Hadas Kaidesh, whatever it is, okay.
That's not the main point I wanted to talk about. I'm not here to talk about hasn't that. So what I wanted to talk about is this Rambam, and I think that it's meduyik, very meduyik in the Rambam, that there are really two dinim going on in Brochus and Shabbos. Brochus is in a pattern to prepare for davening, and Shabbos is in during davening itself. And the Rambam quotes the pasuk of Ishtach Hashem Hadas Kodesh as an expression of how to prepare for davening. Just like you saw in the Medrash, Tanit Velio, that Ishtach Hashem Hadas Kodesh is how to prepare for davening. That's why we get up for that parakos, because that is an anticipation of the king is about to come. The Malka is about to come. That's why we get up for that parakin. And he got the best of the Kefi Yisrael is a din of during davening. Just like we saw the Gemara Brachas Daf of Gimel, that a person should not daven while he needs to use the bathroom. That's a din of during davening, not to daven like that. Right? It's not a din of how to prepare for davening. Separate din. A person should check himself and make sure he doesn't need to use the bathroom. But the etzem violation of Hikon is during davening. So to the Gemara in Shabbos Daf Yud, when it says to wear nice socks for davening and to put on nice clothes for davening, that's all done during davening. Right? And again, there were the Yukim and the Raman and the Duik and the Gemara like that as well. These are the two demons that are going on. It doesn't mean necessarily prepare, right? Tikkun, Rashi says it's no elephant, means to look nice. Could mean that. Secondly, it means, what it means is that in order to daven properly, a person might have to prepare himself beforehand. But the etzem din, right, where this really takes place is when actually during davening. And it's established. Hashem Kodesh means in anticipation for davening, this is what you need to do. Means, in order to daven properly, you might have to prepare yourself beforehand. But the etzem, but it's all really just a hechitinsi, just a way to get to davening.
So during davening, you just have to take off that jacket. That would be a
violation of hechitinsi. Right, not of the
shtachim. Where's that verse of a hikon?
Hikon? It's the Gemara in Shabbos. Yeah,
so what's the whole community?
So the whole point of the Rambam.
Can you like repeat the kasha?
Yeah, the kasha is why does the Rambam quote the pasuk of Ishtachel Hashem Behadras Kodesh when that seems to be like a side possibility quoted in Brachas and not the pasuk of Hikom Mikras Elokechem, which is the source quoted in Masechta Shabbos. That's the source for getting dressed nicely. You ask anybody in the street, what's the source of getting dressed nicely? Hikom Mikras Elokechem. That's what anybody would say. So why does Rambam quote the pasuk of Ishtachel Hashem Behadras Kodesh, which is like a possibility of Brachas? So the answer is because there's two dina going on. It's one thing has nothing to do with the other. Nothing to do with the other, but these are two separate dinim. The Rambam is quoting the Morim Brachas that says to get dressed in preparation for davening nicely, just like covered rosh is a din of preparation for davening. Right?
Well, Shabbos is just saying that has to get dressed
Shabbos
nicely.
Is during davening to be dressed nicely. The Rambam is quoting the Morim Brachas that to prepare for davening, you already have to be dressed nicely, just like you already have, in preparation for davening, you have to be the covered rosh. Right? Just like on Shabbos, in preparation for Shabbos, you do a bunch of things. So in preparation for tefillah, a bunch of things you have to do. One of them is kovod rosh, just like on Shabbos. And another one is get dressed nicely. That's what the Rambam says, right? Tikkun ablushim ketzad, mesakim ablushim tchila. Right? You have to get dressed first, before davening. You really have to be prepared. Right? That's why the Rambam quotes the pasuk of Ishtachel.
But just getting ready inside shul. Inside shul. It's not, you know, like get dressed inside shul. You know, like tuck your shirt in.
I think so. As long as it's not like a rough thing right before davening, I think that wouldn't be Ishtachel Hashem Behadras Kodesh. It means part of preparation for davening is that common, you know, good part of rosh. All right, the Seder. Thank you very much.